أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولئك ما كان لهم أن يدخلوها إلا خائفين، لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم. We read in this ayat that Allah says, who can be a greater wrongdoer that stops people from going to the masajid? And in that explanation was whether it was destroying the masjid completely or whether creating such conditions that people cannot make the proper ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Contrary to this, Allah says in another ayat of the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Those are the people who build the masajid and who occupy them and who do the system of the masjid that the ibadat of Allah can be done properly. These are those people who have got iman on Allah and iman on the last day. So connection with the masjid, seeing to the proper upkeep of the masjid and facilitating correct ibadat of Allah is a sign of iman of a person. And on the other hand, breaking down a masjid or stopping people from coming to the masjid, even we should consider ourselves also, how many people are discouraging people from going to the masjid. That is not a good sign at all, that we're stopping people, whoever it might be, and telling people not to go to the masjid is a very bad sign. For such people, Allah Ta'ala says, and the masjid are the palaces of Allah Ta'ala, like the king's palace. If somebody goes and break it down, or somebody goes and make everything go upside down in the palace, we can imagine the whole country will be up in arms against such a person. So the masajid are the palaces of Allah Ta'ala. In the palaces of the kings live in those palaces. Yea, in the masajid, it is the place of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is everywhere. Allah is not confined to the masjid, but the special presence, the special attention of Allah Ta'ala in the masajid. So anyone who interferes with them is doing a great wrong. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَن يَدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ. ایسو کلائق نہیں کہ داخل ہو ان میں مگر ڈرتے ہوئے. For such people who are just wrongdoers, Allah says there is nothing more but they should have great fear upon themselves, that they are such great wrongdoers and that they are harming the creation of Allah. They are doing wrong to the masajid, and they should fear the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. And so they should observe also the rites of the masjid, in which is tahiyatul masjid, in which is the sanctity of the masjid, no noise around the masjid. Our clothing must not be smelling, must not be dirty. We must be with wudu, and also our clothing must be adapt to what the code of dress for the masajid. How a person is supposed to dress to when he comes to the house of Allah, in that way he should be dressed. All this they should be observing. And if they don't, then Allah Ta'ala wants, لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. ان کے لئے دنیا میں ذلت ہے اور ان کے لئے آخرت میں برا عذاب ہے. For such people there will be disgrace and humiliation in this dunya, and in the year after a severe punishment. And this we saw was meted out with the Jews and Christians when they did not respect and honor Baytul Muqaddas. Then they were expelled from there, and they suffered great humiliation and disgrace. The kuffar of Makkah, who did not respect the Kaaba Sharif, had put idols in the Kaaba Sharif and stopped people from making the correct ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah's severe punishment came upon them also. And we saw in the battle of Badr, in the battle of Uhud, how they were killed and how they were humiliated and disgraced. So in this way, and Allah's system is not that we do a wrong and immediately Allah takes you to task. Allah gives you enough respite and Allah gives you enough time. Over time, the Jews and Christians were expelled from Baytul Muqaddas. And the kuffar of Makkah, after how they had made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leave Makkah Sharif, but in a short period of time, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam returned again and was the conqueror of Makkah, and such a way he conquered it that not a blood was shed, and a peaceful transition took place. And these kuffar of Makkah were totally humiliated and disgraced. So this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. It doesn't just happen immediately, but over time, then Allah Ta'ala's azab comes. So Allah says a person should fear, whether it is desecrating the masajid, stopping people from coming to the masajid, or any other wrong that we commit, any sins that we commit, then in due course may Allah protect us, forgive us. Then those sins, if we don't make tawbah, we don't turn to Allah, the effects of those sins come on a person and he suffers great humiliation and disgrace in this world also, and a severe punishment in the akhirat. Therefore, a person, all this is encouragement to making tawbah, to observing the laws of Allah and maintaining the order and system of Allah Ta'ala, by which if a person fits in, he will see goodness for himself also and goodness for all around him, and in this dunya as well as the akhirah. May Allah give us all proper understanding to observe the laws of Allah in all matters and be obedient to Allah Ta'ala and follow the correct sunnah pattern of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which has been chalked out and shown to us clearly by our righteous elders and pious people. Wa afiru da'wana.